Luxor West Bank, a bumper crop of heritage. After crossing Esna's waterlock, we cruised downstream on the Nile through the night. Next morning, we docked in Luxor, ancient name, Thebes. Once the Nile cruiser docks, the cruise experience continues as a whirlwind rhapsody of heritage sites. While the famed Karnak Temple is on the east bank, many significant sites litter the west bank. Like the Valleys of Kings and Queens, the Mortuary Temple of Hatshepsut, and the Colossi of Memnon. UNESCO inscribed them on its World Heritage List in 1979. The Colossi of Memnon. As you approach the site, you can spot two gigantic stone statues dominating a vast desert landscape. The statues date back to the 14th century BCE, an awe-inspiring sight. They had used quartzite stone boulders to create them. To ensure the boulders stayed in place, they had wedged in splinters of stone. Olden practice of repurposing building material for newer construction accounts for carvings on many stones in the statues. Built as guardians, they had stationed them outside the Amenhotep II's mortuary complex. Today, but for these statues, little else remains of the complex. Legend has it that once upon a time, one of these statues sang at dawn. It would emit a high-pitched sound on some mornings. Damaged during an earthquake, the early morning rising heat and humidity played off a cracked stone. But once they repaired the statue, that singing stopped. The Valleys of the Kings and the Queens. Ancient Egyptians believed in the afterlife. This led to practices like mummification and provision of articles for the other world. So, these burial chambers of kings and queens had a stockpile of riches and precious artifacts. This called for an artful concealment of treasure. Thus, the kings of the New Kingdom 16th to 10th centuries BCE chose these lonely valleys, and they sank the tombs deep in the mountain. While the plan of the tombs varies, the essentials don't. Descending corridors interrupted by deep shafts and pillared chambers would lead to the burial chamber. The mummified body would rest here in a stone sarcophagus. They stacked the storage chambers around it with furniture and equipment for royal use in the other world. Sculptures and paintings depicting king or queen with deities adorned the walls of these corridors and chambers. Alongside, they also painted the magical text to help the king navigate during his journey in the nether regions. There are 62 known tombs in this unique necropolis. Notable royals buried here include Tutankhamun, Ramses III, Queen Nefertari, Akhenaten, and Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut, the queen who ruled as king. She ruled Egypt between 1479 and 1458 BCE. Her tomb should have been in the Valley of Queens. Except, throughout her reign, she ruled as a king. Not that she hid her sex, but performed tasks a king would. Though, as the years went by, she ensured her form was of the king, from pharaonic headdress to the kilt to even the false beard. Afraid of anonymity, she was the most prolific builder of her times. Besides the four obelisks at the Temple of Karnak, she left behind hundreds of her own statues. She even commissioned three tombs for herself. Most of her statues depicting her as a king seem to be part of a media campaign legitimizing her as a pharaoh. Archaeological discoveries later established that her stepson Thutmose III defaced the iconography Hatshepsut took pains to create, and the reason was not emotional, but political. He wanted to legitimize his son's accession to the throne. This campaign even led to her mummy being thrown into a minor tomb in the Valley of Kings, which delayed its discovery by many centuries.